So I understand from our pre-talk that you remember, which is amazing, the agreement you made and who you made it with before coming to Earth. And so could you share with everyone your amazing story about
Okay.
the details of that? And I know it begins in the Hall of Records. So.
Okay, yes, it does. You're right. This was kind of a shock to me too when I really thought about it later when I grew up, because I remembered all of this and I thought, gee, I remember this and I don't understand why other people don't remember this. So I kept asking, but what happened is before I came here to this earth or this place, I found myself sitting in a place called the Hall of Records. I asked them, so I knew that's what they told me where I was. I was with a particular type of mantis being called the Kuite or the Kute. That's what they called themselves. And they're overseers. They're neutral, but they're oversee beings that are called overseers. And apparently found out later that they're one of the 22 seed creators for this universe. So they work with the seeding of this universe too. So there's a lot involved. They're tall. They're very, very tall. They're just look like a regular mantis, but they have golden robes. They wear these golden robes. And they're really connected with what they call time, because they work with this time matrix that we are in now. So everything is, it's not time yet. It's not your time. You just need to wait for the right time, like, because time doesn't really exist. But their comprehension of all of this is, it's not time yet. So everything has to be done on a certain scale in their eyes. So I'm sitting on a bench. Can you imagine this? I'm sitting on the bench in the Hall of Records and I'm like, gee, I'm bored. I don't want to be here anymore. And they're like,
Now,
not
wait a minute, weren't there tons of books there?
there were. And the sky, there was no roof, so the ceiling goes up forever and ever and ever. But they wouldn't just let you read anything and everything.
Oh, they say you're allowed this section, but not this.
You're right,
I
because
am.
this information is very important, and only certain souls can read certain things. And some of that stuff belongs to other souls, and it's the Hall of Records. So it was a very important place. A lot different from the Akashic records, which there are many Akashic levels records on many different levels. This is one of what they call the Hall of Records, totally separate place.
And where is it located?
Actually, right up above the earth. It's not that far. So if, and I'll explain that to you. When I was up there, this is what I saw. I saw a whole bunch of souls walking towards a red lighted doorway. There was a figure a doorway with no door, and it was just like lit up with a big red outline. And they're walking through this door, and I didn't know what was going on. So I'm like tugging on one of the ropes, I'm like robes. I'm like, hey, where are they going? And they're like, not telling you, it's not your time. You don't get to know. And I kept kind of bugging them. I'm like, I want to go where they're going. I remember saying that. I want to go where they're going because I don't want to sit here anymore. I'm bored. I'm an adventurer and I'm a cat and I can't just sit here and do nothing. Got to give me a ball or something to play with. Just don't let me out the doorway. So after a while, I guess I got on their nerves or something, and they kind of, nah, okay, well, maybe you could go, but you still have to wait a little bit longer. And I'm like, gee, okay, please let me go. So anyways, they took me aside and they said, okay, here's the deal. We're gonna let you, and I don't know why I got to choose one parent, but I got to choose one parent out of all the people on the face of the earth. I got one choice. It was this choice or no choice. So here's your parent. You get to choose this one or go sit on the bench. And so, me being bored, I'm like, woohoo, recess, recess, I'm ready, let's go.
By the way, she's an Aries and she's very
I
action oriented, as
am,
well as being a feline, so.
right, which makes it really difficult. So they let me go, like spiritually. I was like, whoosh, I was whooshed down to earth, and I was sitting in an old car that my mom had 4 years before I was born. So I'm sitting in this car, and I'm like sitting in the back seat, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm watching my mom and actually my grandmother walk around this car, and I'm waving to them, and I'm like, hey guys, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, and they couldn't see me, and I was like, wow, now these guys don't even pay any attention to me. And I'm like, what? I don't get any, and nobody seems to think anything about what's going on. I remember the sunlight coming through the windshield, and all of a sudden I'm back in the Hall of Records. Like I'm standing back up there again. And so they're like, okay, so this is going to be your choice, your one choice or no choice. You get to choose your mom, get to say yes or no, yay or nay. And we're going to also allow a couple of things before you go. First of all, we're going to show you your whole life movie. If you agree to this, not only do you get to see your whole life movie from birth to death, but you have to sign the book of life. And you have to sign it with a pen that looks like a light. So it's a contract,
Absolutely.
So I was like, sign me up.
Do you know that hardly anyone gets to see all their life? When I've worked with so many people who clearly died, came back, all this stuff, they said we got to see snippets. You literally got to see your whole
I
life?
had to see all of it. Yeah, the whole movie. And I have to say that throughout my life, all the way to this point, those specific people that come into my life that are really soul connected to me or deja vus for me because I've already seen the movie. I've already watched it. It's like you're watching a movie on TV and then going back and watching it again and going, hey, I remember that part. Hey, I remember that person. So these specific people pop up in my life and I'm like, yeah, I know you. I've never seen you before here, but I know you because I've already watched the movie.
And that's going to be freaky to people to know that there's that much of the movie already done
Yep, I've
before you.
already done this in my mind. I've already seen it, So that
They show
happened.
you where when you die, because that's supposed to be a romper room no-no. I mean, psychics
Yeah.
are supposed to tell people when they die. Do they
Yeah,
show?
I saw all that stuff. I know what's going to happen. But see, I had to assign for it. So I had to read, I had to see what I was signing, basically. I needed to see it to be able to sign the contract, to do the agreement, to be able to come down here. They won't let you sign. You can't sign all that book of life and everything if you don't know what you're getting yourself into. They told me that I would have this or I would have that or this would happen, that would happen. And at the time, it didn't really seem like a big deal because it didn't have a body at the time. So I'm like, ah, yeah, I
Bring
got
your
it.
light body, you mean? Is
No
that
physical body. So I didn't get my physical body yet until I was born. So when you're an etheric body, when you're in your light body, at that point, you're like, yeah, it's all good. Sign me up. I'm ready to go. Then you get down here and you're like, what the
I have a question for you. Do you think if you had been more patient, you would have given more options of parents?
heck? I think, yes, not only that, but I would have been born in the future. So they were prolonging my birth so that I wasn't born when I was. They didn't really want me to come here. They kept telling me it's not your time.
Oh, so this is an interesting big lesson for you in terms
Yep.
of course, you're such a warrior. You're just
I
going to
have
deal
no
with it.
patience is what my problem is.
I
And I have to
understand.
run through this whole entire incarnation of life. I still don't have any patience. So I guess that is the thing that I really need to work on. And I'm trying, but to be a feline, to be a warrior, to be an Aries, it's patience is just not in, it's not in that sentence.
Oh, bummer. So this life obviously could have ended up likely much more challenging than if you had gone at your time in the future and then probably.
Yeah, I mean, I could
Yeah.
have been in the future in a whole, another scenario of I don't know where that, what timeline that would be on or what time I would be involved in that. But I will tell you something right now, and I'm just going to point this out before we get off track. I would not trade this incarnation for anything. People
Oh.
say, oh gosh, I don't want to be here. I don't like it here, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. We are all here for a purpose, for a reason. I love this place. I love it because I can do things here. I can go out and experience things and touch things. And you can't do that up in the hall records. I mean, you're just sitting around, reading the books they did let me read. I read and read and read, and it was really boring. Get out there and get your paws wet. Don't sit down and do nothing. Get up, do something.
You're the only one who could be sitting in that level of Hollow Records and go, oh, it was boring, right?
Yes,
You can tell
boring.
you're more of a warrior than
That
you don't like
is.
to read that much, right?
I read a lot in Malakoa. It was a library there, and I had to read a lot of stuff. So I just want to go, like, give me my sword and let me go, like,
Yeah.
through the universe. I'd be happier that
Action.
way.
Well, I was told that the human race was one of the reasons it was created as was as an explorer race. So you epitomize that.
Yeah.
Out there exploring, let's go do it. Why not? That's
Right.
you.
The other thing, one thing I do want to mention, if you, one other thing is that I was allowed to read some books. Okay. And this is kind of important for people to know. The book, one of the books that I did get to read, and it wasn't really in a book, but it was more like it was the first of all, to start out, one of them was the Emerald Tablets. And I will say, this was the tablets before they were changed. There are original Emerald Tablets that are part of creation, the creation story, before they were changed. I will just mention it that way. And they are good. Once they were changed, they were not so good. Okay.
And the changed ones are the ones that were offered Earth that is being passed around on Earth. Just
Right.
a warning.
Correct. Correct. So those were interesting. And then I got to read the Dead Sea Scrolls. There are still quite a few of Dead Sea Scrolls that are down here that are missing. They're not all been found yet.
That's where they are.
They're up
Missing.
there.
Yeah.
But there's this collection of them up there. And the information basically was there were downloads. So I got to get downloads of open myself up to them and then get the downloads. And the crystal skulls were in there too as well. The other third thing they let me see for just a very, very short time, they opened an area up in the Hall of Records that was like a little rip, like a rip in time fabric. And it opened up into a big gold, just a little pocket an area. And I looked into it and I could see that's where the crystal skulls were. There were Solomon seals. There were all sorts of like artifacts, but special artifacts that they were protecting. And
Highly
that was the
valuable.
Library of Alexandria. And I did get to look into that for a very, very, very short time, maybe 20 seconds. And I got a download and then it closed up and they were like, okay, you're done. Because
Now,
you can't.
why for such a short time? Do
They
you think it
didn't want me
was raining?
to comprehend, they didn't want it to be too hard on me to obtain all this information, where I was going, what I was going to do with it. They told me these three things were important for me, but they didn't want to overload me with it. It was too much.
Yeah, like downloading the whole library.
Yeah.
That
Yeah, I couldn't have handled
oh.
that.
I was so upset about the Alexandria Library. I'm like, oh my God, we
Yeah,
lost
and it was
the
moved quite a few times. They moved it quite a few times to protect it, and what I know that it's up in the Hall of Records
Woohoo!
portion of it.
Yeah, we got
Or
duplicates of pretty much everything. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Fascinating. So, were you overwhelmed? Was it wonderful? Knowing you, you probably wanted to jump in and see everything.
Be honestly, I didn't even know what the Hall of Re I didn't know what the library was or anything. I'm like, oh great, more books, more trophy, more gold, more this, more that. I didn't know at the time.
You didn't
So
see any swords that you would have liked?
yeah, there was a bunch in there, but they wouldn't let me touch anything. They're like, you can look, you can get the downloads from this, but you cannot touch it. So I'm like, well, that's no fun. So send me down already, you know, let me down here. So
So perfect. They let you see a lot because I have a feeling they gave you a very challenging life, and we'll just leave it at that. And they had to cover their their own selves.
I also think they have a sense of humor or something because they knew they didn't want me to go. And they're like, I wonder how much she can really handle down here. Well, they didn't tell me where I was going. And that's the other thing. I remember being on Tara and on Mu when Tara fell. And I thought that's where I was going. I thought I was going back to 5D Earth, and that's Tara. And so when I ended up here, I'm like, what the heck is this? I mean, I want to be up on the higher dimensions, you know, not stuck on
Now,
3D.
describe, okay, before we get into the fall and fragmentation of human souls and Tara, because you did describe this to me on the phone and I thought it was so cool. And I said, so how did that, portal look? What was it like going through from the higher realms into Earth, back to Earth? What was that like?
It was kind of like going through, it's going to sound weird, but going through a ride, like on a slide, kind of like a celestial slide ride. It was white and it had some lights kind of flashing, but you were in a, it's going to sound weird, but in a tunnel, you were in a tunnel sort of, and you just kept kind of like going through and different lights were flashing and just kind of was white mostly. And you just kind of came through and then bam, you were here. So really like going for a slide, like at McDonald's or something. You're going down through a little ride and it
Okay.
just, you were here. And
Oh,
then all
like
of
a
a sudden
water slide.
yeah, then you just were sucked back. Like you're just like, you didn't get to go through the ride again. You were just like, and you were back. They
Whoa.
sucked your conscious, like your soul back up there. You're just back again.
It shows you their abilities are, the higher abilities are amazing. Wow.
I
Okay.
know, but it didn't really affect you in any way because you didn't have a body and you're still in light, you know, your soul form, your higher, your consciousness form, and you were just okay with it.
Okay, so before we get, we want to make sure and cover the fall and fragmentation, but I do also know that you remembered your birth. And that's like an amazing thing to remember and before your birth. So can you tell us about that, a little bit of what you can tell?
I'll tell you what I can tell. So I remember, I guess when you're sleeping, but you're still awake in your sleep, kind of, you're still aware of your being awake in a higher conscious level while you're sleeping. That's kind of like how my birth was. I was aware of it, but I was still in physical form. So I was inside in utero and I could hear noises. I could hear like doctors and people talking or whatever. I knew I was getting ready to be born. And it's just a strange process. First of all, I was a preemie, so I was born at 7 months, not full term. And I only weighed about 4 pounds, 12 ounces when I was born. But the thing is, back in when I was born, they really wanted to keep you in utero. They didn't, you know, if you were little like that, they were worried you weren't gonna make it or something. So they wanted to keep you still warm and another day, another 24 hours, better for the baby. So they decided to sew my mom up, stop the labor. They put her feet up. They gave her morphine for 3 days. Thank you so much. And keep me in there for another couple of days, you know, because that's what they did back then. And so I remember delivering myself. I was like, you can't keep me in here. First of all, you can't keep me in the Hall of Records. And second of all, you can't keep me in here any longer. I'm coming out. And I delivered myself. And was laying there on
Right
the
through the stitches or
right through
what?
the stitches. I broke right through them. Let me out. So it's been a battle ever since I left the Hall of Records, you know, just leaving there when they didn't want me to come here. And now I'm born, and now they tried to keep me from being born. And so I'm like, Nice try, guys. So I delivered myself. The doctor came in, found, oh, well, the baby kind of came out, whatever. And there I was. And I'm just like, let's get on with this because I've waited way too long. I had a mission here. I really felt that my mission to come back here was to be part of this ascension process and to be part of all of this. There was something major happening on Earth, and I wanted to be part of it. Even though I didn't know what it was, I knew I didn't want to be up there doing nothing. And I had
I'm
a,
with you, girlfriend.
yeah, let's get on with
Absolutely.
this.
Absolutely. Well, especially around the ascension time and education time.
And
Let's go.
now coming into all this and learn, really talking about all this and finding others that are talking about it. It's like, well, this all makes sense now. Really does.
It does, but very few people know this. They've been told, shall we say, non-truths about history, how they were
Right.
created, all of this. So it's great to meet someone who has such a good memory of all this stuff. Wow, wild birth. Okay, then.
Yeah.
So let's get into a very important point that to help educate our subscribers on. And don't worry, it's going to end very positive and enlightening. So, but that is understanding what caused the fragmentation of souls. And quote, the fall of these souls. And you are really, Christy, one of the only ones that remembers about the first electric wars. And then there were so many successive wars, like the Ryan versus Reptilian wars, the Lyran and Palladian wars, the Angelic wars. And folks, you will be gentler on yourself if you understand that the human race, since this time of the fall, has literally been in post-traumatic stress
Yeah.
syndrome. Okay, so it's why some people or most people are very anxious all the time, or understand, or wanting to know, because you literally are carrying this ancestral memory a lot of times, depending on species, et cetera. Now, you actually remember the fall,
I
so
do.
I
Yeah.
want you to describe that if you would. And we'll go there next, but do you have anything to add about these different wars? Do you remember anything like about the electric wars, which I think were one of the
I
earliest?
do. First of all, there was, let's, if, well, okay. This, the electric wars were a war, in the, let's have to say this, the second root race was responsible in that time for this, for the seeding of the electric wars. It wasn't just a war with one thing. It was, they wanted control. It was all that control, and they wanted control over our Diamond Sun DNA and our Christos DNA. So,
So they wanted to destroy that or sever the 12-strand DNA.
and that's basically what it all was about. The electric wars bring in a lot of things. It's actually a very complicated time. It was after the Lyra Vega Wars or the Orion Wars, and then the Electric
That
War.
one lasted 1,000 years,
It
didn't it?
did. It did. It was a long time. And then this kind of came in right after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was just, it was just very, there were, it was a, there was a thing called the Hyperborean Holocaust that happened during the Electric Wars. And these were, they were like more like titans, if you will. It was all dominion over who was going to control the genetic mutations and the genetic distortions, and to deplumish the get rid of that DNA that was Christic and whole. So those wars are actually still going on, spiritually. Even though they happened so many years ago, we're, that's part of our ascension process back and our journey home, getting back to who we truly are. And that's why all this is so very important.
is to activate those DNA, bring them online again, and all of that.
It's just it's predominant that it happen here.
Yeah, because we've gone from Christo status to animal status, pretty much.
Right? Yeah,
And
we
there's
lost a
nothing
lot of
wrong
our
with
connection.
animals. I respect animals, folks, but you know what I mean by that. You know, primitive for
Right.
and distracted by so many things. So, and survival for a lot of people. So, wow, that was very important to share. So that was the one. I was thinking the electorate wars were the earliest ones, but they weren't. You said they're the latest
They're
ones.
the second root race. We're from the
Second
second
root
root
race, and we're now in the fifth root race.
race.
Okay.
And we're still dealing with it, to be
Oh.
honest with you. You know, so that's why it's important to reconnect. And it's important to do the physical work as well as the spiritual work. And this is what we're doing right here. We're bringing in that physical work for us to do the spiritual work. It's a journey home for all of us.
It is. And what spiritual, I've learned this in through many ways, is that what spiritual work we don't do here, or shall we say just our homework of integrating our wounds, you do have to do on the other side before you ascend, you know, you can go higher. So you guys, you know, we all have to commit to just being ruthlessly honest with ourselves, having a sense of humor about it, and recommitting. This is a very important time, unless you want to go around forever. on the lower reels. Yeah. So, weren't there also 15 stargates involved in the Orion wars?
Earth's in the dimensions here in this universe and Earth has 15 stargates. There are stargates here, and then there are stargates off world too. So this ties in with the Halls of Amenti, and the ones that are on Earth are called the Halls of Amenti, and there were Amenti races too that were protecting these stargates. Those were some of the founder races. These stargates, again, throughout time, were hijacked by some of the negative ET agendas, and again, we've all tried to protect them. I wanted to mention one thing. During the Electric Wars, the higher realms, after some of the fall happened, they were the founders cut off the stargates. And that is the reason they protected them. And so that is the reason why we have the ascension process. So if we were, we should be able to just regenesis out and up into our higher forms and higher realms. But now, because of the hijacking and the distortions and all of that going on, now it's our job to swim upstream back to our home, and that is through the ascension process, physically and spiritually.
And if you choose not to ascend, what are the other options?
Evolution. And
Which is a lot slower, a lot
you can
slower.
get home, but it's the long way home, and it's going to take an evolutional process to get there, and a long process to get there. So the bet, you know, there's going to be souls and beings and people, you know, people that aren't going to make that, and that's okay. You know, they're very much loved, and they choose not to, and we have to understand that's their choice. This is a free will universe that we live in, which means not only free will for us, but free wills for all the other entities that live here with us. We all make our free, and we all have our own will. So our own choices are our own. They don't belong to anybody else, and they must be respected, regardless of those choices, because those are the lessons that we need to learn.
And especially if they're not as impatient as you and me.
Right. If you're impatient, you end
You're
up in
like,
severe trouble. Right. With a lot of
some
homework.
people don't mind because time is very malleable and doesn't even exist the same way up there. So, you know, it's like
No.
whatever works, right?
I'll tell you, it's more fun down here. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot
Well,
involved, but for me, it's more fun because I get to interact and I get to do things. And I mean, I just enjoy it. I enjoy being a part of all of this amazing galactic encounter that I can be involved in and sharing it with everybody. If I'm up there, I'm just sitting, waiting like in a waiting room, and that's no fun.
Yep, this aspect of you. Well, I'm glad you enjoy it so much. I do too.
Right.
But for the most part, indeed, it's challenging because during those wars, you guys, I know some of you know this, we lost so many planets. We lost Avian One, we lost your planet, we lost, and we were left with tons of refugees, tons of
Yes.
refugees. And so it was men, much of the Christos race, like the Urma and the feline races, were taking all the refugees and putting them to other planets and places like that. It's been an ongoing process. Yeah.
Very true. A lot of them escaped in light ships. They went to Avion, they went to other planets, Tageta. There were planets, some in the Cirrus sector, just wherever they could find, refuge from a lot of these places that were just being destroyed and demolished. And it was, like I said, all over control, all over dominion. And that's again why I'm a Kitai warrior, because I was like, no, we're not going to put up with this anymore. Somebody's got to do something. So it was
Yeah,
done in.
the Palladians were all love and light at the start, and it's like
Yeah, and that's enough though, after a bit. After so many billions and millions of years, you just kind of go.
well, the innocence, I respect the innocence, but usually maturity brings discernment, and you realize in a free will universe, there's going to be many people that take advantage of that.
Definitely, definitely. This is an interesting place, I will tell you. I
It
love it. I do, but it's very interesting.
So basically, the fall of Terra and the fragmentation of souls in the war, 4D Tara's morphogenic field was exploded. And
Right.
so talk to me about your experience, your personal experience
Okay,
of
well,
the fragmentation.
actually, 5D, so Tara
Oh,
is
5D Tara.
5D, and 4D is the mental plane, actually, in between 3D and 5D. So
Oh, because some people go, what's 4D? And I said,
4D
all
is in
I know is that it's
between.
about transition.
It is a transitional period, and it's a mental transition period between the lower dimensional Earth that we live on and the higher frequency of the parallel Earth, Tara, that we have access to within certain times.
Okay.
So that's where I was. And actually, when I came down from 70, well, it all started, but came down through 70, where Malakwa was destroyed. Well, first of all, Eremantena was destroyed in 12D, and then it was, stuff was destroyed, and then it came down through 70, and they destroyed planets there. And then they came down and they, Tara was destroyed. And the morphogenic field of Tara was just ripped apart. And all the souls, this is where Mu was. So people that, were on Mu or have, memories of Mu, it was called the Motherland. And it was a big continent there. It was very beautiful. Those particular souls in time, the fragments of those souls got shredded, like ripped apart and just shredded. And it was a fall of what they call a fall of man. But it was also what they call dream matter, or that matter of consciousness and time and space and all of that traumatic experience happening. The fall of all that was, it was so traumatic that there's a connection to the subconscious of remembering all that. And we fell like a big, like if you just like threw a million pieces of glass out the window. And everything fell to the ground. Those were like the souls that were on Tara.
Oh my God.
Yep. And all of the people here that have those memories, things will trigger them. You'll hear something or talk about something or they read something and they go, oh my gosh, I remember that. Well, the part of their soul shard was there on Tara. If they remember Mu, they remember Tara. They don't know where it was. It was our 5D Earth, our parallel Earth.
Yeah, one of three that we'll save for another time.
Yep.
Wow. And so you
Yep.
actually were there in your consciousness, full memory, and you got to
Yep.
feel what it's like to have been originally one and then just fragment all over the
Yep, I was ripped to shreds too. My soul was ripped, and that's how I fell down into 3D density here. I fell down through the time matter, down through the fourth mental plane, and down into the wham. I was in the Hall of Records. So like they pretty much caught me, like
Yeah.
soul wise, and said, okay, well, we'll take you and throw you in the Hall of Records. You'll be safe here. And then they stay there, and that's probably why they want to keep me there for a while, but I just didn't want to stay there
My
anymore.
God, so you must have been there forever. I know time's different, but
I did have reincarnations. So my reincarnations I had through them here on Earth. But
okay.
since I fell from Tara, I've been reincarnated on Earth.
Yes.
Only I didn't know where here was this last time. I wanted to go back home.
Oh, yeah. And that's what
And
this whole ascension learning teaching is about, so that you can go back home rather than continual to reincarnate and get stuck in cycles here, folks.
Exactly.
It's why we're all spending so much time in educating you about your freedom. Again, no judgment around it. You can take as long as you want. But we wanted you to know the reasons why you feel fragmented. You can't
We
remember.
are, and we're trying to get our genetics and our DNA and our blueprints all back to, source, to where it belongs, because we are all part of creation, and we are all part of source. And don't forget that.
And so we've provided a couple ways in the show, including the use of sound, the use of color, the use of visualization as a way, and also source and the universe is supporting us in more light and in many ways, both visible and invisible, helping humanity both. So, and all our inner practices, whatever that is for you. So, wow, thank you for describing that. That is, I can feel that trauma in so many people, and I can also see why I was adamant when I incarnated in. I have no memory, but I was adamant about the important work to bring your aspects together, the aspects and the fragments, and to integrate them, right?
Right, definitely. It's time to do the work. It's time to go home.
Yeah.
And we all need to do it together.
Yeah, that's the tricky part. So, mention a little bit about your father. I'm going to put up a picture here.
Okay.
Who he is, and
Closest picture I could kind of find, that represents what he looks like.
beautiful white feline being. I know he's listening to us now, and I know that he is partly responsible because he requested of you to go more public, to be more out there
Yeah,
and
he
represent.
did.
Yeah.
I
He'll be proud of you for coming out
don't
on
want
this
to
show.
go against dad's wishes. My dad is a Lyran ambassador to the Holy House of Lyra. He is very regal and very loving at the same time. His name is Makah. And I recently had, I will say, a little visit last year. I went to Mount Shasta for a conference down there with some good friends of mine, and ended up meeting a very, very wonderful and special woman down there who recognized me. And her name is Omnek Onek, and she's a Venetian from Venus. And my dad knew the night before that I would be meeting her, when I did not really know that I would be meeting her.
And just to be clear, her dad is not here.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's on the other
So
side.
he came to me and he says, "You will wear white, and you will put your hair up in a bun, and you will represent the High Council, because there are other members of the higher councils there as well." And and she's gonna he didn't tell me who she was. He just wanted me to present myself properly as a feline.
Imagine that. I wonder why.
And I'm like, "What? What do you mean? I can't put my party shoes on,
Yeah, my boots on.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. So I did. I actually had brought, I don't know, I brought some white with me. Actually wore this shirt and I wore some white pants.
So you had a premonition then.
I did. I was pushed a little, I guess, but didn't really know what was going on. So I did. I wore everything. I was sitting in the front row and Omnek was talking and I was listening to her and I thought, wow, I know this lady from somewhere. Like, I really know her. So I got the opportunity to meet Omnek Onek, and her wonderful guardian that was with her during the conference that I was at. And as she came by, she came over and she grabbed my hand. She looked me in the eyes and she goes, "I know your soul." And I'm like ready to cry, you know, like I'm trying to hold back tears because she's Venetian. And I've seen her before at some of the higher council meetings, and my dad obviously knows her. And I'm like, so this is why I needed to wear white. I get it now, you know. And so I had to represent, you know, the high council, and she represents her high council and everything. So it was a lot of energy flowing around and going around that day. And it was a very emotional time for me to meet such a wonderful woman. I can't say enough nice things about her.
If you all can be patient with me, I want to get to the exciting news of why you went through all of this. And in order to do that, I need to read about 2 pages of Lisa Renee's work about how this system became polarized, a continuation from the fall, and the rip through time that started the fragmentation of consciousness, so that you can grasp it. You'll probably have to listen to it several times before we tell you, end with kind of the conclusion of why. Okay, so please bear with me as I read this. And Lisa Renee, Guardian Lisa Renee, gets all credit. This was the time when we had 2 suns orbiting before this structure imploded on itself and became separate. This had to do with the Ra lineage, and one of the suns exploded, and its consciousness was projected into this realm. As it exploded, it went through a black hole and reversed upon itself. And so now you have 2 separations. You have the sun on one side, and you have a black hole on the other. That black hole used to be the second sun. This started the fragmentation of consciousness. So there's fragmentation of souls, bodies, and the fragmentation of consciousness. This is the sun's soul consciousness itself. It's a God consciousness. It is that of the great central sun, which feeds all life. There were 3 planets that you had mentioned, Christy, heavily involved: Lyra, Vega, and Aramentina. And of course, they all got exploded. And when they were exploded, it went into this ring of fire, like a suction cup, that had a long, really long spiral that went into the reverse direction instead of the right direction. And this created something that is referred to as the wall in time, or the ring of fire. That was what was created due to this event. That, and here's another key thing. This had never happened before in this universe or any other universe. Okay, so you're starting to get how important you are in a certain interesting way. This universe became special because it created an original seed event. Sure, a lot of fragmentation and distortion happened. At the same time, the fifth dimensional counterpart of Earth, as you were talking about, imploded on itself and exploded into the third dimension, along with the 12 planets in the system. Describing this moment as, here's the key, the start of polarity, and that's an understatement. So the 2 suns separated, and these light projections manifested in the cycles of time we experience now. She mentioned the sun tone vibration of Ra is one. The oneness is a lineage and orientation that comes from another universal time space, another creation. The Ra spirit level of consciousness created this universe. The spirit of Ra segmented and exploded. As we said, the two suns split and created this wall of time. So, and again, to repeat, when this happened, tremendous amounts of soul fragments and consciousness got scattered into all kinds of pieces and unknown spaces. And this caused what? This caused much of creation to forget who they were and what they were doing. And that, my friends, also included ascended masters who forgot the larger reasons as well. Not all of them, but many. Now, this time, this wall in time is beginning to merge and heal, as you mentioned, Christy. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other key. Our angelic human bodies have the genetic ability and agreement to heal and merge universal consciousness levels of this rip through fabric wall of time. This rip is literally merging through our human bodies, in case you have felt a little frazzled or disconnected at times. So what this actually did is also create a lot of possibilities in a new creation. And this is why we are created now as pairs of opposites and gender. This is why Lyrans created the human prototype to heal the rip in time. It is now time for people to know this truth. I am repeating this. This is why the Lyrans founders created the human prototype. That's us, to heal the rip in time. We are literally healing this entire thing. So the greater purpose I really am excited about sharing with you is the purpose for human creation, being creation. The Lyrans created this prototype of humans because, as I said, we were designed to heal this rip. And the only place this can be done is in the bodies we inhabit now. These bodies can genetically do this, but very few humans realize this due to forgetting and inability to understand the truth that was also created from many misunderstandings and wars. Just briefly, one of the biggest issues with the causes of the Rhine Wars was there's an extreme jealousy over preferential human treatment because of humans' importance and creation to heal this rip through our own physicality in bodies. So other creations and beings felt these new human beings were, you know, preferred and got very jealous. Mm-hmm. Our new human bodies that were created by these creator God progenitors that we've shared with you today of the human race, no other species that was observing this preferential focused treatment for humans understood the true purpose of why. And this was the only way we could return to source without closing down the whole universe. Now, as spoken about in previous shows, entire universes have been reset or shut down before. And we also explained that even creator God levels don't always know what is going to happen when there is an explosion in creation, so they often shut it down. Folks, this is why the human race were created. We were designed to work both sides, and our job is to synthesize and integrate both sides. The human being is a God being who is in this realm now to maintain neutral, because God creation is the neutrality and the neutral whole of creation before it split off into polarity and duality. So what the human being was created to do is not what the other forms were experiencing. The fact that we in these bodies have the ability to be gods is very unusual at this level. So we are necessary to the multiverse to be able to collect, synthesize, integrate, and heal, to bring home wholeness from everything that exploded through the wall of time. And to reiterate, the human being is the only vessel that does this. It is directly designed to heal the universe back to source, which Christy, you were saying. Now, the reason we are as dense as we can be in this form is so we can collect all the fragments of the consciousness that were once a vast, mighty being beyond comprehension. And this, as I mentioned, this part of all of us at this level of raw consciousness, understanding everything is one spirit. In the reclamation of the raw solar consciousness and the reclamation of one spirit, our human body was designed to synthesize this one spirit back. So talk about creator wanting to experience everything, folks. This is a whopper with a happy ending. And Lisa said this was something that did not happen in other universes, as I mentioned. And that's an end quote from Lisa, more or less. And this is why I keep hearing this universe is very unique and very sacred, and many beings are fascinated and interested in it. This was the reason it was not shut down. And I don't expect it to be, no matter what anyone says, because of the specific creation of what a human being was meant to be and do has never been done before. So obviously it's not easy. And obviously a lot of people might feel bipolar or whatever because of this. Levels of ourselves got trapped in the other place and became reversed. And when we are reversed, then we're unable to evolve back. So those would remain fragmented. So we are healing the reversal within our own bodies now. And just one more paragraph. So to sum up the larger purpose of our physical body, and Lisa continues, quote, "It is the physicalization of the body as it is born and made of the two suns that allow the merge and healing to occur to heal the universe. That is why so many starseeds are here and beings have come here and shown up from other universes to become part of this grand experiment," end quote. So the fifth era of man, us now, is the final creation of our physical form designed to successfully enable various species of different frequencies and dimensions, as we've talked about, to incarnate into a human body and to hopefully get along together with respect. It is even a bigger deal than that, though, because many, again, who were fragmented want to be in human bodies now for our ascension opportunities and final healing of the universe. So thank you for your patience. You really do see your mission and how important you are and how courageous you are. You are literally healing the universe, and this is not woo-woo, it is physics and fact. So With that, what would you have to say with that? Does that resonate with you at all, Christy?
Wow, that is so on target. I was thoughts were flying in my head the whole time we were talking. I definitely resonate with all of it. And then the duality and the polarity and the fragmentations of our souls and trying, becoming whole again and coming here and healing and work doing the work. And I mean, it's all amazing and it's all perfect. And thank you so much for sharing that with everybody because it's so important that they hear this.
You're welcome. And people understand that if this is new language and new things, I've had 40 over 40 years to adjust to this kind of stuff. Give yourself time, put it away, listen to the show again, and more will, process within you, I promise you. I know, Christy, you have something important to say about the reverse DNA, that we are gathering back to yourself, and what happens if you lose it.
Well, you don't, well, yes, if you get reversed too much, it's like I was saying, it's not all hope is never lost, first of all. So don't feel that way. It's just that we sometimes have to take a longer way home. So no matter what path we're on, what direction we're going, what we're doing, what healing we're doing, what work we're doing, we're all headed the right direction. We're all headed back home. It's just that it's some may take a little longer to work through some of the distortions and some of the problems that we've, have been created. And this is a battle we've been fighting since the beginning. That's what the electric cores were all about. And all of these problems that we've, the founders trying to protect things and keep everything aligned and keep everything protected and it's what it is, but we all have a mission, and that mission is to get home safely.
That's beautifully, beautifully said.
Oh, thank you.
Beautifully said. So let's provide for people, because this is you've come forward a few times, but this is kind of your one of your big ones. And I want you to share how people can contact you and what your offerings based on the talents of what you would like to provide for people in one-on-one services. And you also are writing a book, so share all those things.
I'm putting together some thoughts on getting my book together. It's probably going to take me a little bit. I'm writing a book called Eternally Starborn, and it's going to be a lot about galactic's history and creational, issues that we talked about, but a little more intricate. You can reach me at guardiansoflight 2022 at gmail.com if you'd like. I'm available to connect with you if you'd like.
And you are providing one-on-one services, so they contact you through email if they would like that. And you are able to, I can vouch for Christy that she is one of the most powerful remote viewers in real time. She has great scanning ability. And for those of you brave enough and don't mind her directing you in astral travel a little bit. Do you want to share another service you provide for some people that are wanting that as well for healing?
Yeah, there's a place that I work. It's a Lyran place that I do some of my healing, and there's it's in the inner Earth Sanctum area. We go there. There's plasma vats. We do some plasma healing. Usually, yeah, I have to have permission before we do anything. And when we go down there, we do some crystalline healing, plasma healing. There's a way to get your crystalline body, and your etheric body and your light body to work with your physical body. So a lot of that is just on a cellular level and a cellular structure, and bringing those divine energies together so they work together.
And
So
purified, right?
purify. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yep, definitely. There's just a lot involved, and it depends on, what people are interested in, but that can be worked with.
It's just, you're so understated for who you are. I love it.
It's a learned technology, actually.
For some people, it will resonate to them. So many people are here as healers for sure. And we need to be healing ourselves. Shortly before closing, I wanted to share with you a testimonial because she's very humble around this. She's not humble around kicking your ass, but she's humble around this. But a testimonial from one of her clients named Quinn, who had a dog that was very sick. And I received this reply from him. Quote, "Christy truly saved my dog's life and his well-being. Mason had several spiritual attachments from previous energy workers that had treated him in the past. He then jumped off the bed in a reckless fashion one afternoon that was very out of character for him. Christy helped me understand that it really wasn't Mason that made that choice. Her insight and skill allowed me to help my dog gain his health back. She even managed to move his heart murmur from a level one to a level, I mean, from a level two to a level one. My veterinarian was astonished. When Christy first told me that she was going to get the murmur down, I admittedly didn't think such a thing was possible. I've never been so glad to be wrong in my life. Without Christy, I would have been repeating the same mistakes with my dog friend Mason over and over again, taking him to the same practitioners that perhaps unknowingly exposed him to negative energy attachments in the first place that compromised his health and peace. I have known many animal Reiki masters, shamanic healers, and have taken him to doctors that incorporate Taoist medicine. While all of them were very gifted in their own ways, Christy has a perception and clarity with animals that is second to none. I truly don't believe you get it any better than her when it comes to intuitive healing." So I had to read that, end quote, for you. Before we do a beautiful closing, I do want to again thank both Jalayla Starr, who is a feline being who has been teaching on this planet a long time, last name Starr, you can find her, and certainly the guardian, Lisa Renee, who we have really utilized a lot of her valuable information to get everyone more up to speed of the big picture. We appreciate your work and honor your work, and thank you for allowing us to share it. I'm going to end this show with another Lisa Renee empowering message for every one of you out there who asks this question: what can I do or be that will make a positive difference? So here's her answer to that. Dear ascending family, we all have been here before, standing at a precipice of major evolutionary change, where the same choices were presented to us, love or fear. Much of the current crisis and the themes we are facing now are steeped in our hidden galactic history. We must ask ourselves, how do we actually choose a different future, an ascending timeline that benefits all human beings? If we can do our part to stay out of fear and continually choose love and peace, please listen to these next words. We can literally create a link through time in which our present timeline can phase lock into the future timeline of the Christos realignment, where spiritual freedom and human freedom has already manifested. And as we restore energetic balance to the planetary architecture and the energy grid works Christy was talking about, to allow ourselves to be governed by universal laws, we establish new laws to be made manifest through our physical body and presence. All change does not begin out there. It begins within the self. As each of us holds value for all life, we are empowered to be a positive force of spiritual transcendence that restores energetic balance and which increases our discernment in choosing to demonstrate life-affirming actions for ourselves and humanity. End quote. So thank you so much, Christy. You are more than doing your part and contribution to this. And I have told everyone since I was young that I come from the future where we're successful, and they would laugh at me. That's what she's talking about, where you phase lock into the future where we're already successful. So Christy, your huge generosity of time, we've been here all day, and stamina, and for your feline wisdom, I'm very appreciative. Thank you.
Thank you. Much love and gratitude to you as well, and to everybody watching.
Oh, and for exactly for our team, extended team out there, continue upwards and onwards. We are healing the universe. Take care.